This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
Riley, this only happens in the movies.
Okay, what is it? I'm dying to know.
Georgia and I, my girlfriend, we were walking towards Dean Street on Saturday morning to get breakfast. Mm-hmm. We were walking. We looked just above the street into a house, into a window. And we saw a naked lady.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you saw a ghost.
No, we saw boobs.
Oh.
And we were both walking straight ahead, and it was just above our eyesight, and so we couldn't look up, because then it would make it, if the lady in the window saw us looking up at her, she'd be like, oh, perverts. So we had to try and look straight ahead, and just with our eyes, shoot them up above, looking above our eyebrows so we could watch her. And we're like, is she, are we seeing this? Don't look. Don't make it look obvious that we're looking.
I don't get it. Was she just standing in the window?
She came out of a bathroom. Yeah. She came out of the shower and she's drying herself. She started.
She would have to have known that she was in front of the window.
I have no idea, but all I know is we both saw bosoms and we're like, is this for real?
Whenever I get out of the shower and I have to walk past a window naked, I just run across the window section.
This woman was staring out the window, looking outside.
Nah, she knew what was up.
You reckon?
She knew that she was flashing lots of people on Dean Street as well.
Just off Dean Street, yeah.
Wait, which?
I'm not saying.
Come on.
Because then all of a sudden, tomorrow, or come to 7:30 today, there'll be a whole heap of people with binoculars looking up if I say where it is. I'm not saying where it is.
And what kind of boobs are we talking?
Well, good question, because the mirror, the window was slightly murky. So, for example, if you're standing on her end looking out, you'd think no one can see in.
Okay.
So it was a bit of a, all we saw was shape. She was a Caucasian woman. Didn't know if she was 20 or 40.
Speak up.
Relatively, they weren't small. They were relatively big. Slightly perky. They weren't going down to the belly button.
Yeah.
And there was one point where she was really investigating her right nipple.
Really?
Yeah, really drying it, aggressively, and then kind of inspecting it. I felt like going, excuse me, is everything okay with your right nipple?
Do you want me to check it out for you?
Now, Riley, last week we saw all over the news that Australia can actually get a free portrait of Queen Lizzie and Prince Phil.
And not just any portrait. It's not even an A4 size portrait. Apparently it's the size of the Archibald portraits that you see that enter into the Archibald Prize competition.
I don't know what Archibald is.
Okay.
But it's a massive portrait and we can actually get it for free. Now, all we have to do is contact an MP.
Mm-hmm.
Took us a while to work out exactly what that was. Now, one of them joins us now. Her name's Susan Lee. She is a member of Australian House of Representatives. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Seamus. Yes, I am, and I'm on my way to Canberra.
Oh, ooh, good.
The big house.
Susan, welcome to the show, too, because you haven't been on our show yet.
I don't think I have, Riley, but I'm absolutely delighted to be talking to you.
Oh, that's so nice. There's been, so much talk about this Queen's portrait last week.
Yeah.
Some actual politicians are describing it as a practical joke.
Well, yeah, so you've had a lot of people actually really contact you in the last few weeks to get one from that news article. Is that right?
We have, and we always had a few requests from usually older Australians, sometimes councils, sometimes guides and scout halls, community groups.
Yes.
If you go into some of the halls in country Australia, you see these portraits of the Queen, often, above a mantelpiece with no fire in it. But it's a reflection of how our country developed that relationship with the British royal family, which I think is lovely. I'm a Republican myself, and I'm sure my children would be as well, although I've never actually asked them. And I'm sure most of your listeners are. But the point about the Queen is she does represent something that means Australians are very affectionate towards her.
Well, I don't know. Why is it free? Who's negotiated that deal? Because that's amazing. Because even England, if they want this portrait, they've got to pay for it. Why do we not pay for it? That's awesome.
It is free. It's beautiful quality. It's lovely colour. It's quite large. And can I tell you, the postage is quite expensive. So we won't be posting them out, in huge numbers. We'll be watching that carefully, managing public expenditure. But yes, I think it's one of the ways our Parliament actually does want to provide some items of interest, I guess, to every Australian. So you can get flags. little ones. You can get copies of a constitution. You can get access to a huge amount of educational resources in our parliament. It really does this extremely well. So these portraits are just one part of that.
Seamus, we could decorate the whole studio.
Absolutely. Well, I've been getting into on Netflix The Crown, and I have started to really like Prince Phil. I think he's awesome. So I'd like to get a portrait of both the Queen and Prince Phil here in the studio. How many hoops do we have to jump through to get it?
Oh, you've jumped through all the hoops you need to, Seamus. Yes. One will be on its way to you this morning.
Wow. You are amazing. We love you, Susan.
We can't wait to see it.
Now, you're on your way down to Canberra. Are you going to give a big shout-out to Big Mal? Shake his hand. How you going? Kiss on either side of the cheek.
Yeah, tell him we said hi.
Look, he actually asked me for some phone numbers of a few of our farmers who are doing it tough during the drought, so he could make personal calls to them, which is, I think, pretty good. He's a very busy man, but he cares a lot for our region. He visited it not that long ago, and I'm looking forward to this session of Canberra. Of course I am.
That's really nice. I really like that he's going to make personal calls.
That's really good. Well, hey, Susan, thank you so much for chatting with us. You enjoy yourself in Canberra.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. See you later.
We're going to have to genuflect when we get our portrait every morning to the Queen.
No, that's for the Catholic Church. It's very different. 13, 12, 16, is your friend a jerk?
Yes. Hit the border on Instagram. There's a video up there of a girl, young girls, a couple of girls, a guy up on a bridge, right? And the bridge is overlooking a body of water. And it looks like a few of them have already jumped in already. Yeah. But one girl specifically doesn't want to jump in. And she's saying, like, she's, oh, guys, I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it.
You should never push someone in. But I've been in that instance before where you're waiting for your turn to jump. And she's sitting there for 20 minutes.
But she said convincing she didn't want to
herself. Well, then climb back over. Let the others jump.
And so her friend pushes her into the body of water. And that's why we want to know, is your friend a jerk as well?
We've got Lisa from Wodonga, 13, 12, 16. Is your friend a jerk, Lisa?
Yes, absolutely.
What happened?
When I was in high school, a girl that I was close friends with was sitting behind me, and I had hair long enough to sit on. Ooh. And she set my hair on fire with a cigarette lighter.
No. How much of it lit up?
So right up to the back of my neck.
Oh. The whole thing up in flames.
Yep.
That's really dangerous. What happened then? Did you have to go to the hairdressers and get it fully, like a full bob, like a newsreader haircut?
It was kind of a rough looking bob at the back, and it was interesting.
Well, did you cry when you realised that all your hair had burnt off?
Oh, it's hysterical because I didn't know why people were hitting me in the back of the head.
Oh.
Hitting me.
Lisa, you poor thing.
I love it. Thanks so much, Lisa.
Yeah, friends, Seamus.
Sometimes they can suck.
Yeah, they can. Seamus, the honey badger, Nick Cummins, he's our latest bachelor. And people aren't getting around him. And I'm pretty disappointed about it, actually, because I'm really around him. And yes, initially I might have had my doubts, but that was only because I didn't know him.
I think initially I was like, man, it's a bit annoying that it's not necessarily, the bachelor has changed because it's not an average day, an everyday person.
Yeah.
Who,
because he's an NRL player, right?
No, he's a rugby union player.
Okay, whatever.
So he's already famous. And we had Sophie Monk, who was already a celebrity.
Yeah.
So then it turns a bit creepy where everybody just applies because they want to get it on with Sophie Monk. And it's the same rule applies.
But
I think
they've had to.
It's not if you want to find love, go on The Bachelor. It's if you want to get with the honey badger, go on The Bachelor.
I think they've had to take this new direction, though, because all the other bachelors, like, they've been pretty boring. Like, Maddie J last year. What happened on that season? Richie, the year before, was pretty
He was boring,
bland.
Wasn't he? Yeah.
Blake Garvey was dodgy AF.
Oh, yeah.
And Tim Robards. Well, Tim Robards is probably, you know, they started too strong with him because he's just perfect.
My brother was almost a bachelor, but that's another story for another day.
I love that. So people are complaining about his look, saying that he looks too bogan to be a bachelor.
But he's Aussie. He's Australian. That's what we are, mate.
Sophie Monk was a little bit bogan.
Those two together. Wow.
Well.
Get rid of the series. Just put Sophie and the Badger together.
She's single now too. Do we just crack the code? The attitude, apparently he's got too much of a bogan attitude. But He's a total sweetheart. Do you know that I've just been doing some research online about him this morning?
Oh, no. Look at this. You know, The Bachelor, when they're picked, they go through so many different media training courses. So they teach The Bachelor, whoever The Bachelor or Bachelorette is, how to deal with the public eye, how to deal with the media, and how to project themselves as like a big sweetheart heartthrob.
No.
And you are sucking into it. Like a sour lemon.
Seamus, do you know that he was one of 8 children raised by a single father and he always puts family first?
I love this.
I mean, I'm just welling up, you know, at the thought of that.
Yeah. I'm sure he would have been saying all of these things on the big rugby trips that they all do, you know, the big footy trips.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to hear some of those stories personally.
No, I'm good. I'll just keep them under wraps because I don't want him to ruin my image of him.
Want more Riley, Rose and Seamus? Catch up now at hit.com.au or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.